Okay, today's daf is Vachem, daf Kuf, Yud, Aleph, 111, as we keep trekking towards the end of the 13th parak in our Masechta, and we will start with Kuf, Yud, Amabez, four lines from the bottom, Tanur Abanan. Tonight we'll have a Shir B'Ian related to the daf, related to today's daf actually, and that is something that's come up in the daf many times, but we never really had a full Shir on it, and that is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, and do you get Malkus for Halacha L'Moshe Misinai? We'll start off with the Stira in the Rambam that we mentioned yesterday, and that is the Rambam on our daf in Pirush Mishnayos notes that the Mishnah, which says that if somebody pours water outside the Beis HaMikdash, Menasech Mechag B'Chag, one is going to be Chayiv, one is going to get Malkus. The Rambam says that's only according to the opinion that learns it out not from Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. But if you learn that from Lachem Mishmi Sinai Mashba, that you would not get Malkus, because there's no Beferish Pasuk in the Torah, with Lo, Hishamer, Pen, or Al, which is one of the four Lashonos that you need to get Malkus. Mashiach, if you look in Mishnah Torah, the Rambam Paskins, Halach Mishmi Sinai, that's the source for Nisach HaMayim, and yet he says you get Malkus. So exactly how did he put those two Rambams together, if you do, and if not, at least what's the Lum that's behind each one, so that, Be'ez Hashem, will be tonight's Shir. Okay, but now we continue with what we are up to. Well, actually, right before Tanur Rabbanan, because I didn't really explain it yesterday, and that is, the Gemara said right before that Rabbi Yochanan also holds that Nisach HaMayim is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, but there was a package. A lot of Halacha L'Moshe Misinai in the Gemara are formulated as package deals. These three things, like the Gemara says in Sukkah, Shir and Mechitzin, right, that they're Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, they're formulated as groups. So here too, you have the group, Eser Netios. Eser Netios means you have 10 young saplings. 10 young trees that were planted, not only is there halacha of Isur Avodas Karka during Shemitah, but there's an Isur of Avodas Karka even the month before Shemitah. That also could be halacha Moshe Misinai. The first Mishnayos, first couple of prakim in Masechah Shvius discuss Tosefes Shvius, but we have a Mesorah that if you have young plants that really need the water to grow, so then that's called La Avruye Ilana, not La Shbuche Ilana, that's the language of the Gemara at the beginning of Mesechas Moed Katan. If you need the water just to keep them living, not to make them better, so that would be Muta during Shvius. So you're allowed to do that during Tosefes. So we have a Mesorah that if you have 10 little saplings in a certain area, so then you're allowed to water and take care of the whole area during Tosefes Shvius. That's the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Arava, that's exactly what Avoda is supposed to do with the Arava on Hoshana Rabbah, and maybe during Sukkot. That's also Halacha L'Moshe Misinai and Nisach HaMayim. Okay, so that was just the three that were mentioned yesterday. So now we get on to the new Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan. Four lines from the bottom. HaMenaseh Shloshes Lugin Mayim B'chag B'chutz Chayiv. Tanakama says, if you are Menaseh, if you pour three Lugin of water B'chag B'chutz, one is Chayiv, right, as we said yesterday. Is there a Havamina to have it not on Sukkot? That was Reb Chaim, that just like other Nisachim could be done after the day of the Karban, so too, maybe this, that would have been the Havamina. I didn't mention it yesterday, but if you remember the Tosfos that we discussed in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed, is there a lechatchila to do the Nisachim on the same day as the Karban? Tosfos is mechalik between a Karban Yachid and a Karban Sibur. Maybe a Karban Sibur there is lechatchila, not by a Karban Yachid, because Tosfos there is bothered, why did the Leviyah mess up when the Edom came very late? Why didn't they just delay doing the Nesachim at a later date? When you know for sure, so it discusses, maybe by Karban Sibur, there is L'chadchila, we try to do it at the time of the Karban itself. Okay, that's related to whether there's a Havamina to do it on a weekday. But Pashtus is, like the Mishnah says, and like this Brisa says, only on Sukkot. So for Menaseh, three Lugin of water on Chag Chayiv, Rabbi Lazar Omer, Imil on L'shem Chag Chayiv. Rabbi Lazar says, if you filled it up, L'shem Chag, then you're Chayef. Very unclear what they're arguing about. My Binayu, what are they arguing about exactly? Or, the Bach adds in, B'mai Kamiflagi, what's the Machlokas about? And before we get to the answer, the word Chag in Tanaitic literature, in Mishnayos, always means Sukkos. As we have here, Menaseh Mechag B'Chag. Why is that? Why does the word Chag always mean Sukkot? What about, right, we say Chag HaPesach, Chag HaMatzah, but Stam Chag is Sukkot. So I mentioned yesterday in the Mitzvah Shir, Mitzvah 90 we did yesterday. So we mentioned Ksava Kabbalah at the end of Parshas Mishpatim on the Pasuk, V'lo Yolim Chelev Chagi Ad Boker. So why is it Chagi? Why the current Pesach is called Chagi? There's an Isser, separate Isser Daraisa, to leave over the fats of the current Pesach. But it's called Chagi. Why? So Ksava Kabbalah says that some people say that Chag means from the word Simcha, and dancing. Machog is a circle. So some say that's what the word Chag comes from. And you have circles and you're happy on Yontif. So he has two questions on that. He says that can't be what it comes from, because number one, why is there Shalmei Simcha and a Shalmei Chagiga? Why two Karbanis? If they're both Mitzad Simcha and dancing, so they should be named the same thing, number one. Number two, Aaron HaKohen wouldn't have said by the Egel, Chag LaShem Machar. If the day of Avelus is a day of confusion and depression, he wouldn't say Chag LaShem Machar. So says the Ksava Kabbalah in the end of Mishpatim, it can't be that the word Chag comes from the word Machog, singing and dancing. So he says, in his view, Chag comes from the word Asifa. He quotes other Pesukim in Tanakh, Machag is from the word gathering and coming together. And that's what Klal Yisrael do on all the Chagim. They come together, the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. That's why it's called Chag. And that's why he says Karban Pesach specifically is called Chelev Chagi, because Karban Pesach, you have to eat in groups. You have to eat in Chaburis from before. You have to be Nimne ala Chabura. So therefore, that's why specifically this Karban is called a Chag. Maybe one could say based on that, that's why Sukkot, out of all the Yom Tovim, Tor Shebal Peh, Tanoim called it Chag. Why? Because that's Mamish Chag Asif. That's the time of gathering. Yes, the grain, but even though they're all called Chagim in a sense, in the Torah, but Chazal took that Chag and called it in Mishnayos. Chag, because Sukkot is the most gathering together Yontif that there is. Not only people, but also everything that grew in the fields. Maybe that's an important Ksava Kabbalah in the second half of Parshas Mishpatim, on the Pasuk Chelev Chagi. Okay, so we have this Machlokes in the Brisa. If somebody does Nisach HaMayim Bachutz, Chayiv, that's the Tanakama, and Rabbi Elazar says, well, it depends. If you filled it up L'Shem Chag, you're Chayiv. So what exactly is Machlokes about? So, number one, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, B'yesh Shir B'mayim Kamiflaki. The Machlokes is, if there is a Shir L'mayim. What does that mean? What happens if I filled up water much more than is needed? Thank you for the Nisa Chamayim. But I filled it up much more. Let's say the shear is 3 lugan, and if I filled it up a lot more, so do I say, well, there's mayim that is mekudash in here, yish bechlam asayimana, as Rashi says, and therefore, even though there's more, it's okay, still the water became niskadesh. Or not, or do you say once you do more, so then you're basically saying that this is not geared, this is not for the water. As we know, the rule is that Kliv Sharis is only Makadish Basha Roilo, and therefore it's not going to become Niskadish, because you did too much. Right, Rashi says in the last two lines, there is a specific shear that is required for the water, and if you do too much, then you ruin it. Right, as in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, kol hamosiv goreya. That would apply in this case. That's the machlokas. The Tanakhama says, whatever water you do nisach hamayim, you're going to be a chayiv, even if you did a lot. Rabbi Elazar comes along and says, no, if you did it, if you filled it up l'shem chag, meaning the amount that's required for the chag, so then that is going to be chayiv, but if you did it too much, so then you wouldn't be chayiv for nisach hamayim b'chag. That is shot number one. What exactly is the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Elazar? Rav Papa Amar, second shot. Second shot is, Bikarvu Nisachim Bamidbar Pligi. The machlokas is whether they gave Nisachim, whether they brought libations, wine libations, / water libations. We'll have to talk about that. We mentioned the Meshach Chachma yesterday, that they didn't do Nisachamayim in the Midbar. But let's say at least wine. Karbu Nisachim Bamidbar Pligi. Did they bring wine libations in the Midbar? So what exactly does this mean? How does this explain the machlokas? So there are four steps. Got to look in Rashi. Four steps to understand this line of the Gemara. Step Rashi says, everybody agrees on the top line, Vitravayu, Islahu Yeshir Lamayim. Everybody agrees, if you would fill it up too much, would it be Niskadesh? So you did exactly the amount that you're supposed to do. But you did not use a Kli Sharis to do it. Do you need a Kli Sharis in order for Nisach Hamayim? So let's go through the steps in Rashi. Step number one is line three. Number one, Dekasavar. First, we're explaining the Tanakhama Shita. Step one, the Kasavar, Karvu Nisachim, Ba'ohel Moed Shebamidbar, Kol Arba'im Shana. They brought the Nisachim all the 40 years. Whenever they brought a Karban, they brought the wine libations with it. Step two, if that's true, so why did Hashem have to tell them in Parsha Shlach, when you go into Eretz Yisrael, you're going to bring the Sachem? What must that be telling me? It must be telling me a Chiddush, because they have been bringing the Sachem the whole 40 years. So what do you mean when you go to Eretz Yisrael, you bring the Sachem? It must be emphasizing something. Hilkach, step two now. Bias ha'aretz ha'amur b'parshas nesachim b'shlach lecha l'lamdeinu ba. It must be teaching me. Shebesheva shal kibush ha'aretz v'sheva shal chilak ha'aretz. In the 14 years of kibush and chilak, kishahayu ba'gilgal, when they were in Gilgal, v'hutru ha'bamos, and bamo, they didn't have a bama gedola then. They didn't have the Mishkan built yet. So in those years, Tehebamak Tana, Shal Kol Yachid, Tuna Nesachim. That must be what the Tzivi is telling me. You brought it all 40 years, and then what the Torah is telling me, it continues. Bring Nesachim now also for the next 14 years, even before the Mishkan is built. That's what it's telling me. Mishdabishim Bama Sibor Lo Israel. Why? Because you don't have to tell me that Bama Sibor that needs Nesachim. Why? Because you've been having that for 40 years on the Bama Sibur. So, it must be, it's telling you, even to a Bama's Yachid. So step number one, it must be they brought Nesachim the whole years of the Midbar. Step number two, what's the Sivui in Parsha Shlach telling me? It must be telling me that even a Bama's Yachid, you bring Nesachim. Step three, V'kiva de Bama's Yachid t'unin Nesachim, the Hasam klishares leka. Step three, if you're telling me you need a Bama's Yachid, so you're telling me that you do Nesachim even without a klishares. That's step number three. Step number four, if you do Nisa Chamayim Bachutz without a Klisharis, you're going to be Chayiv. Because you see, the Avod is done without a Klisharis. Even on Bamas Yachid. Bachutz Nami, this is step four. Bachutz Nami Mechayiv Alayu B'shas Yisra Bamos below Kiddush Kli. Okay, that is the four steps. The Gemara just says one line. The Machlokas is about, they're arguing about whether they brought Nesachim in the Midbar. So Rashi adds in, what does that mean? According to the Tanakhama, they brought Nesachim in the Midbar. And therefore, the Tzivui going into Eretz Yisrael must be telling me the Chiddush that even Bamas Yachid requires Nesachim. Because they've been bringing it on Bama Gadola the entire 40 years. So step number two is they must be telling me even Bamas Yachid. Step number three, Bamas Yachid doesn't require Klisharis. Step number four, it must be even Nisachamayim Bachutz. Without a klisharis is going to be chayiv. That is all the Rabbanan Shita. What about Rabbi Lazar? So it's the same four steps, but the opposite. Step number one is they did not bring the Sachim in the 40 years. Step number two is because of that, what's the Tzivui and Parsha Shlach telling me? When you go into Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to tell you a new halacha! A new mitzvah, Nesachim. Rashi, I think, holds this way, right, in Shlach. When they were upset. They weren't going to go in for 40 years. Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them some mitzvahs. To say, don't worry, you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael eventually. You had to give them a little comfort, a little nechama. So, they didn't give Nesachim. So the TV must be telling me there's something called Nesachim, but it'll start in 14 years from now. It'll start on Bama Gedola. Step number three, there is no precedent that Nisach HaMayim could exist without a klisharis. Step number four, if you do Nisach HaMayim Bachutz without a klisharis, you're not going to be chayev, because that's not called a real avoda. Okay? Those are the four steps that we have in the Gemara, right? Rashi, in the second half of the Rashi, also quotes those four steps. They did bring Nisachim, B.S. Haris must be going on Baba Gadola, they did bring Nisachim on Baba Katana, and there is no V'yaskinu B'she'en Mukdashim Bachutz Lo Mechayev Alayu. Fine. So that is all number two. What do you need a klisharis for by certain items? This is something that we discussed way back in the first parak, so it's about time that we hazard it. I think we mentioned it again in the summary sheet of the first four prakim, but if you remember, we discussed why, for example, an animal, when you're makdish an animal, it's automatically kadosh. Okay, maybe the knife is sakin moshchasan lamashahein. We had that lashon in the Gemara here in the Masechta Shavuos also, that the knife does something, but really, it has kedushas aguf, right, when you're makdish it with your words. And yet, by wine, or by a carbon mincha, it's not fully niskadish till it has, is niskadish bakli. With that, why not? Right when I say my wine, I'm going to give my bottle of wine to the base of Mekdash, why do I have to put that in a kli to become kadosh? Right, what's the difference between animals and menachos and nesachim? So we had three ideas back in the first parak. We had the Ravid in the beginning of Maseches Tamid. The Brisker Rav quotes this in one of his letters in the back of the Griz Al Ha Rambam. So I saw last night, it was quoted as a letter to Rav Yecheskel Abramsky. So I don't know, in the back, they're all, the name is taken out, who they're written to. It's just, Ra'isi Lahadras Kfo Taraso. Shetavazeh. Some of them they say were written to the Rav, Rav Soloveitchik. But maybe that's why they took out all the names, because they didn't want any names in, they didn't want to know who the letters were written to. I'm not sure. But anyway, but I saw last night this letter quoted as a letter to Rav Yechezkel Abramsky. Okay? So that's the, he says, so written in Tav Reish Tzadik Gimel. Right, what is that, 1933. The letter about this issue. But why, what's the difference? Why do Menachos need a Kiddush Kli while animals don't? He says, well, the Raavad in the beginning of Masechas Tamid says that the difference is that Menachos, you still need to do something with the Mincha. You got to mix it with the oil. You got to put the frankincense on top. You still got to do something to it before you even start the Avodas of Kemitza and putting it in the Kli. Then you have to do something even before you have to mix it. Masha'enkin, when it comes to animals, you don't have to do anything before the Avodas. It's ready. It's ready. So he says, that's the Raavad. Ask the Briska Rav, what do you mean? There are some Menachos that you don't have to do anything to. What about a Mincha Sota? Mincha Sota, you don't put oil on it. You don't want it to be a beautiful Mahuda carbon. So there are Minchas that don't. When you say low plug, all Menachos have to be similar? Okay, that is not idea number one. Number two, the Briska Rav says, he thinks it's just a din in the, he has to give a reason here. This is classic Briska Rav, describing and not explaining. My Rebbe, Mori Varabi, Rebbe Rosenzweig, always like to say that much of the Briska Rav and Reb Chaim, what they try to do, which is exactly, this is categorizing, and that is they describe the phenomenon. They don't always explain why. Sometimes we can't know why. We can't know why, but they describe. So here, what's the description? The description is that when it comes to v'loy de mistafina hayisi omer, the yisod din zesha chalos klushas aguf sh'al yedei hektish, hu nemer batar bekra. Because if you look in the psukim are all about behema. V'kulach parshasa bebehema kamayri v'kluchas aguf uktafse bekrav v'im bebehema v'chulu v'chol adinim ha'ne'emaran b'hach parsha edem no'agim rak bebehema belvad u'mishem hachi gam din kluchas aguf sh'al yidei maisa hektash eno rak bebehema v'ofus belvad aval b'sharei dvarim ha'krevim lesser l'kolach melsa klau. Why? No, it doesn't go that in the next step. But v'din kluchas aguf shalem hu din acher l'gamrei midin kol anogei b'hem yiktash t'ayinu kiddush b'kli sharis. Okay, that's the Briska Rav. If you look in the psukim, the Meshach Chachma, though, earlier in history, went one step further and said, no, let me explain why. Why does the Torah say that you don't need a kli? Because an animal is one unit. It's one unit, so you could say the Kiddush is chal on that unit. Akarim Mincha, what makes it unified? It's all different grains of flour. Right? What makes wine all unified? You pour it all. You could pour it into 15 different kalim. What unifies it? That's why you need the kli, by flour and by wine. It's beautiful. Masha'enki, when it comes to an animal, you don't need to be mitzarif, it's mitzarif. Right, it's one thing, it's one unit. This is the in the Chidushei Rav Meir Simcha. It's the least the third sefer. It's not the Meshech Chachma, it's not the Ar Sameach. In Chidushei Rav Meir Simcha, it's two volumes al Hashas. So in the back of volume two, he has Ha'aros veHa'aros with an Aleph and an Ayin. Ha'aros veHa'aros, and in Simim Membeis they quote this Raavad. He doesn't quote the Briska Rav, obviously. He lived before him. He says Ha'amnam Nire Da Achlo Kitshu Bekli Chaser Hatziruf. The boy shear isaron lemincha unisachim ubiktores praskzais the bakulu hakli osa hatziruf aval behema va'of de nefesh have it's one nefesh kadosh kedushas haguf uboy mum liftoso bebehema va'of lad bar pidyon have. Okay, that is the Meshech Chachma in Chidush Meir Simcha in Simen Mem Beis. Okay, so that is the, actually it's a letter. B'yom Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Tzom HaAsiri, V'Erev Shabbos, Tzom HaAsiri, Yihafek L'Sasim L'Simcha. It's Erev Shabbos in which Asar B'Teves. Right, it's Tzom HaAsiri. Interesting. Okay. Weiter. Let's continue now. So, that was one machlokas. We're only on the second line. Tana Rabbanan, HaMenasech Shloshes Lugin Yayin Bachutz, Chayif. Brisa says, a similar Brisa, right, the previous one had one machlokas, now we have another one. If somebody's menasech wine, before we talk about water, now wine. Shloshes lugin yayin bachutz chayiv. If somebody does this a chayayin outside, he's chayiv. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, v'hu shekitchen bekli. As long as it was his kaddish bekli beforehand. So again, it's not clear exactly what is the machlokas. So my binayu, what's the machlokas about? Amar of Adabar of Yitzchak, Beirutze Midos Ikebinayu. The machlokas is about Beirutze Midos. We call it the foam, the fizz above the rim of the kli, is that niskadesh? If you have wine that has bubbles, and the Ola Shlomo explains, you take all those bubbles, you don't use any of the kli, the wine that's inside, you gather them all the kalim, I guess, before it like simmers down. You take all the bubbles and you fill up a kli with it, and you do nisach hayayin with those bubbles that were never inside a kli sharis. So does the kli, is the kli niskadesh what's above its rim? Beirutzei mitos. That's the machlokas. Ikebeinayu. Right, the Tanakama says, yes, it is niskadesh, ever your chai, ever blood says, no, only kitchen bikli. Only if it's in the kli, and if it's not in the kli, it's not going to be niskadesh, and therefore, you're not going to be chayiv for nisach hayayin. That is one answer. Rava breda rava amar, karvu nisachim babama ikebeinayu. The machlokas is whether they did nisachim on a bama, meaning basically same achlokas as we suggested before, whether they gave nesachim in the bamos in the midbar. That is the machlokas, and ubiplukta tahani tanoi, and it's like the following machlokas tanoi. The Tanya, the Brisa says bamos yachid, eina tzricha nesachim divei Rabbi v'cham omrim tuna nesachim. Right, the machlokas whether a bamos yachid requires nesachim or not. So the question. So and you have the same steps that we had earlier in Rashi, by Bamas, by Nisach HaMayim, you have it here by Nisach HaYayin. V'hani Tanai k'hani Tanai, and really, though this Machlokas Tanam is just like this Machlokas Tanam, a historical Machlokas, Titania, Ki Sabau, like the Pasuk says, when you go into Eretz Yisrael, you're going to bring the Nisachim. Lahat ina Nisachim b'bama gedola k'asim medaber. That's teaching me that you need Nisachim on a bama gedola, meaning 14 years later, Ata Omer B'Bama, this is getting our appetite wet, W-H-E-T, for the next parak, all about Bama. Ata Omer B'Bama Gadolo, Eino El Afil B'Bama Katana. Do you say that when they went to Eretz Yisrael and they required the Nesachim, that's only on B'Bama Gadolo, or even on B'Bama Katanas, on any little altars that they build wherever they were? So, Kshuhu Omer El Eretz, Moshvo Seichem, the next phrase, when it says you, when you go into the land that you will settle in, v'chulu, asher anino sein lachem, that I will give you, hare bebama hanoheges, l'kulchem hakasa medaber, moshvo seichem, it's like generalizing, unifying the Jewish people, so it's all the bama that is knowing for all of you, hakasa medaber, so it must be talking about the bama gedola, div Rabbi Shmuel, that's how he darshes the psukim. Rabbi Akiva omer, no, Kisavou latina nesachim bebama ktana hakasa medaber. Rabbi Akiva says, Nesachim have to be brought on a baba katana. Ata omer, labama katana, o eno el labama gadola. Do you say baba katana, or even baba katana, or only baba gadola? So kshu omer, al eretz moshvos seichem, hare bebama hanohegetz bechol moshavos, hakasa medaber. Moshvos seichem should be understood as in each of your moshavos, this applies to, meaning any of your bamas. And that's the price. So you see, it's a parallel machlokas tanam. So now we just connected. Kisha timsa lomar ledivar Rabbi Yishmael lo karvu nesachim amidbar. According to Rabbi Yishmael, who dashes it as bama gedola, they didn't bring nesachim in the midbar, and that's why he has that drasha. They didn't bring nesachim the whole midbar. So what's the tzivoy of going into Eretz Yisrael? That's being machadesh this mitzvah of nesachim. So do it on a bama gedola. Ledivar Rabbi Akiva karvu nesachim amidbar. According to Rabbi Akiva, they brought nesachim in the midbar, and therefore, if they brought nesachim, so what's this extra tzivoy? It must be teaching me that continue doing it even on bama kitana. Even on a bama kitana. That is the machlokas. The book of the Mikdash David in Simin Yud Oz Hey assumed that this whole machlokas about Nesachim must be talking about Nesachim of a carbon yachid. A carbon seber, he assumes for sure, required Nesachim in the midbar. That he says is a Mefurish Rashi in Kiddushin on Daf Lamed Zayin. That Nesachim, for the carbon sebers that were brought in the midbar, well, what were the carbon sebers? So carbon Pesach and carbon seber? That's a discussion. We discussed that back in the first paragraph. It's Ba Bechnufya. All of Klal Yisrael bring the carbon Pesach, but it's not specifically a carbon seber, but that's not an issue, because they didn't bring the carbon Pesach all the years. Right? They waited after year two, they only brought it after they went to Eretz Yisrael. Then nobody had Bris Mila. Right? There was a whole big Mila party in Charvo Surim, beginning of Sefer Yehoshua. But all the other carbon sebers, another carbon Tamid, other carbonas that were brought, so says the Mikdash David, that it has to be that's not under discussion here. The only discussion here is whether they brought Nisachim for the private karbanis, for the olas and for the shlamims. But when it comes to carbon tzibur, it must be. Why? Now he says why. It's a Rashi in Kedushin Lama Zayin. Fine, but is there a svara? So he says, V'nir l'ani es dati lomar. Di al karchach sarach lomar. Di karbonat tzibur hayu nesachim ba-midbar. Di i'af l'karbonat tzibur lo hayu sham nesachim. Because if there wasn't, imkein lo hayu sham shira klal. There wouldn't have been any shira. Why? De'ein omrim shira el ayayin. Because as we know, the Gemara says this in the beginning, also discusses it, beginning of Ketzer Mevarchin, right? There's only shira on wine. So you need wine. V'zei shira midbar. And you have to say there was shira in the midbar because the whole source of a lot of halachas of shira is Moshe Yidaber, V'lkim Yanenu B'kol, Iske Kol, talks about in the midbar. So it's got to be that there was shira in the midbar. If you're shira in the midbar, there has to have been yayin in the midbar. Where was the yayin in the midbar? Some say that there was no nisach yayin. Oh, must be that there was nisach hayayin, according to everybody, by carbon tzibur's carbon yachid. That's the machlokas here in our Gemara. So hopefully at the end of today, if we have time, we'll come back to talk about that principle of ein omrim shira el al hayayin. We've got to continue now, but Hashem, we will have time at the end. Okay, weiter. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, shiyari hadam shekivim echutz chayiv. So Rabbi Nechemya, right? That was this the last line of the Mishnah, last shita. Rabbi Nechemya said, if you do shvicha shirayim bachutz, you're going to be chayiv for avodas chutz. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Tana, Rabbi Nechemya, Kedivrei HaOmer, Shirayim Ma'akvin. Right, this is going like the opinion that Shvicha Shirayim is Ma'akev. What does that mean, Ma'akev? So if you remember back about 50 blot ago, Adaf Nun Beis, Rashi there said, and the Ola Shlomo explains it, as Shirayim Ma'akvin doesn't mean that Shvicha Shirayim is part of the Machaper. It just means that it holds back the Kapara. Like literally, like what it says, the Shvicha Shirayim are ma'akvin hakapara. They're not mechaper themselves. L'may nafkamina, what if the person dies before Shvicha Shirayim? In kapara l'misim. So do you still do Shvicha Shirayim? So according to this, yes, because it's not really part of the kapara. Right, because in kapara l'misim. Number two, he quotes two nafkaminas. The second nafkamina, he says, is v'nir ali d'zrika nafkamina amina mechaper yishlom d'bon Shirayim b'layla. Can you do it at night? You could do Akhtar Seymour by light at night. Can you do Shvicha Shirayim at night? So if it's part of the Machaper, then no. But if it's just Ma'akev the Kapara, so then maybe you can. That's his two nafkaminas. Can you do it? But this is back on Nun Beis. The Ola Shlomo, can you do it on Balayla? And can you do Elachar Misa? So that's the literal words of our Gemara. So Rabbi Nechemya is based on that. Meisvei, I'll ask you a question. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Shiari Hadam Sheik Rivim Machos Chayiv. Rabbi Nechemya says, if you do Shvicha Shirayim Bachutz, you're going to be Chayiv. Oh, my Lord, Rabbi Akiva, Vahalo Shiari Hadam, Shiari Mitzvahein. Rabbi Akiva says, what do you mean? It's just leftovers. That's so important. If you sprinkle leftovers Bachutz, it's Shiari Mitzvah. So why should you be Chayiv? Oh, my Lord, says Rabbi Nechemya, 1 minute. Eivar Mupadarim Yuchichu, I'll prove it to you. Eivar Mupadarim, even the limbs and the fats, Shein Shiari Mitzvah, that's also leftovers. Vakriyim Bachutz Chayiv. Right, if you do Hector Chalavim Ve'ivarim outside, you're also chayiv for that, even though that's not Ma'akev. So it shows you, even something that's not Ma'akev, you can be chayiv for outside. Omer Lo Rabbi Kiva says back to him, Lo, Im Amarta Ve'ivarim Ubedarim, at least there, Shehein Tchilas Avoda. That's not called leftovers. That's a new Avoda. Where you eat the meat, then you burn the fats and the limbs. That's why it's significant, even though it's not Ma'akev. Tomer B'Shiari Adam, Shehein Tchilas Avoda. Shvicha Shirayim, that's not Tchilas Avoda, that's really leftovers of the blood. So therefore, that's the conversation that took place. So now the Gemara asks its question. If you're telling me that Reb Nechemya's Svara is that Shvicha Shirayim is Ma'akev, so what's he saying in this Raisa? I'll prove to you that even something not Ma'akev, you're Chayav Avodas Chutz. Let him say something more basic. It's Ma'akev. The Im Isa, and if he really owes his Ma'akev, Leimalei, Haninami Ma'akvi. What's the whole conversation? So Tiyufta, Dokasha, you could have, the Gemara sometimes could have said, he's talking L'shitas Cha, even if it's not Ma'akev, that's why why did the Gemara give that answer? But the Gemara just says Tiyufta here. V'hasha, let's finish up, and then we'll make a Ha'ara. V'hasha, the Amr of Adabar Ava, Machlokes B'Shirayim Apnimiyim. But according to Adabar Ava, who says the whole Machlokes between them, whether Shvicha Shirayim is Ma'akev or not, is only by the inner leftovers, from the inner Chataos, Aval Shirayim Chisonim, Divri Akolo Ma'akvi. But Shirayim Chisonim, everybody agrees, it's not Ma'akev. So Kikam Reb Nechemya B'Shirayim Apnimiyim. So that could have a different answer to the question. When Reb Nechemya is talking that it's Ma'akev, when does he say in the first Brisa, Kedivri Omer Shirayim Ma'akvin, that's only by Shirayim Apnimiyim. And when he says, if you do a bachutz your chayiv, that's only by shiurim pnimiyim. Kitan yahi, in that discussion with Rabbi Akiva, b'shiurim chitzonim. So it's b'shiurim chitzonim. And that's where he says the chiddush, that even something not ma'akev, can still be considered an avoda bachutz. Go to the side, Rashi's girsa. Ihachi, neimale, ki amri ano b'pnimiyim. Right? So why did you say b'pnimiyim? So here he says, Ella, so maybe, think about that, maybe this answer can be understood as going back on the earlier case also. Ella l'draz Rabbi Akiva Kamar. Right? Maybe that could be not only answering this last question, but he's even answering the prior question. He's talking about a different Rabbi Akiva. You're right, he could have said something else himself. But he's saying, even l'shita scha, one should say that it is chaya for avodas chutz. There's a discussion in the Achronim. I saw actually from Yecheskel Abramsky that in the Chazon Yecheskel, what exactly is the give and take between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Nechemiah in this brisa? So maybe one could say it's based on something that has come up in the Masechta before, and that is what exactly is where does the chiyuv of Shvicha Shirayim come from? Is it what we would call an avodas hakarbon? The carbon is mechayev this. You don't have to do it, but when you do it, when you have the blood, the carbon is mechayev it. Or is it a din in the dam? The dam is mechayev. The dam itself, right? Nafkamino, we discussed, is do you need to leave dam over in order to do shvicha shirayim? Remember, we had a tosfos back in the nuns, where maybe mechayev between chatas and other carbonis, but the Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky says maybe that's the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and and Rabbi Nechemiah. Rabbi Akiva says that it is a din in the Rabbi Akiva, who says that you don't have to do it, says it's a din in the dam. It's a din in the dam, and therefore it's not a din in the carbon. It's not going to be an avodah schutz. Rabbi Nechemiah says no, even though it's not ma'akev, it's an avodah of the carbon. And therefore you're still going to be chayv shvicha shirayim on it. That could be what's behind their discussion. The lumdis behind the chiv or the machayiv of shvicha shirayim. That's what Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky suggests in Chazon Yecheskel. Chazon Yecheskel, if you've never opened it, it's a commentary on Tosefta. Right? Everyone picks a different text in order to write all of their lumdis. So Minchas Chinuch picked the Sefer HaChinuch. And then Itziv picked everything, but included in what he picked is the Hemek She'ela. He picked the She'eltos. But really, it's a branch of Ruchem Fischel Prolau picked Rav Sadia Gaon. Rav Yecheskel Abramsky picked the Tosefta. Right? So they all brought each of these texts to the fore. Something that nobody ever learns, really, before. Who learns the Tosefta and the Rav Achoy Gaon and the Rav Sadia Gaon? The Chinuch people learned, even without the Minchas Chinuch. But the others, so what is that? So they all pick, but that's where they write all of their alumnus. The Chazon Yecheskel here on Zvachim in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Dalet. It's the Chazon Yecheskel. Okay, weiter. Next Mishnah. So, says the Mishnah. Hamolek es ha'of bifnim ve'he'ela b'chutz chayv. So we're going to talk about birds. What if you do malika inside, meaning exactly what you're supposed to do? Do malika sa'op bifnim, and then you were mocked here at bachutz. You burned it outside, so chayv. That's shchut echutz. That's perfect. That's not shchut echutz. That's halos chutz. You did malika inside, like you were supposed to, and then you do halos outside. Malak bachutz v'hela bachutz chater. But if you did everything outside, not like animals. By animals, we said in the first Mishnah, it's a machlokas, but we hold, if you do shchut echutz, then halos chutz, you chayv too. By birds, it doesn't work that way. If you do malika outside, and you do halah outside, putter. Because right when you did malika to the bird, you made it a nevela. And therefore, you are putter. The animal is totally puzzle. Hashochet asop ifnim v'hela b'chutz putter. And also, what happens if you do shchita inside? So that's also what you're not supposed to do. You did shchita inside and hela b'chutz putter. Also, because you do shchita sa'of, that puzzles the oaf inside. And Rashi notes, even though what if by a regular halah is also possible, like we said back in the first Mishnah, but there the Torah is marbid tafka by animals, but maybe not by birds. But shachat bachutz ve'ela bachutz chayev. But interestingly, if you did shchitas of bachutz on a carbon, so then you're going to be chayev. Nimsa says the Mishnah derech hachshero b'fnim petura bachutz, the way that it's kosher inside by malika. It's pater bachutz. If you did malika outside, you're pater. Derech hachsheru mi bachutz, pater bifnim. The way that it's kosher outside, pater bifnim, meaning shchita outside, so then, which the Gemara calls derech hachsheru bachutz. Right? Hachsheru, the Gemara's going to ask on that. It's not kosher. If you do shchitas of kachim bachutz, that's not kosher. But the way that you do the avoda, if you do shechita outside, so then that's chayiv. If you do shechita inside, it will be pater. Fine. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says a statement which we're going to have to figure out what he means. Kol shechayav al bachutz. If you're chayiv on something outside, you're going to be chayiv on doing the same thing inside, which you then bring outside. So which case is he arguing on? The Gemara will explain. Chutz, except for, no play on words, chutz min hashochet bifnim uma'ale bachutz. The case that Rav Shimon agrees to, though, is if you shecht inside and you're ma'ale outside, that for sure is pater. That for sure is pater. But there's another case that he says you're chayiv in. What's that case? We'll see. So the Gemara first says, hay hachshero chiyuvahu. What does that mean, hechshero? The way that it's kosher bachutz? That's not true. If you shechted bachutz, it's not kosher. The Gemara says you're right. Tzni chiyuvo. It means what you're chayiv on bachutz. That's when you're a pater on bifnim. Okay, Reb Shimon Omer, v'cholus. Now let's figure out exactly what Reb Shimon means. Ahecha koi. What is Reb Shimon's statement going on? Again, what does Reb Shimon say? Whatever you're chayiv on outside, you're chayiv on inside too if you bring it then outside. So what's the case that we're talking about? So the Gemara goes through every single possibility. Is he talking about the first case? And the machlokas would be as follows. The Gemara is very explicit. If you did malika inside and you were ma'alid outside your chayiv, that's a regular case. If you did malika bachutz outside and then you brought it, you did everything outside your pater. The Amalei Reb Shimon, and on that case, Reb Shimon said, "Ki heichi de bifnim mechayiv, achosai mechayiv." Just like your chayiv bifnim on Malika, so too if you did Malika outside, you should be chayiv. Is that what he holds? But then it's just the opposite. Kol shechayiv anol bachutz, kol shechayiv anol bifnim boyle. It should be the opposite. If what he's trying to say is that even Malika outside is going to be chayiv, so he should say the opposite. Whatever your chayiv inside, your chayiv outside. He says whatever your chayiv outside, your chayiv inside. So he says the opposite statement. So that didn't work. Ella, let's try number two. Ki heichi, this is what he means to say. Ki heichi de bachutz lo machayev, bifnim nami lo machayev. Just like if you do malika outside, you're not going to be chayev. So if you do malika inside and then you bring it outside. So in that case, so again, hay kol she'ein chayev ala bachutz b'boilei. It shouldn't be kol she'chayev ala bachutz, if he's trying to say a p'tur. It should be kol she'ein chayevin. So that is out. The ratio is out. He can't be arguing on that case. So Ela Seifa Koi. Okay, let's try the Seifa. He's talking about the second case. So let's as follows. Gemara is very says everything. You don't have to like on Amud Aleph. We had to get the four steps out of Rashi. Here the Gemara does it all for us. Hasho Chet Of Bifnim VeHelo Bachutz Pater. If you do shechita inside and then you brought it outside your pater, shachat bachutz veheela bachutz chayiv. But if you did everything outside your chayiv, yamalei Reb Shimon. And relating to that case, Reb Shimon says ki heichi debifnim lo mechayiv bachutz nami lo mechayiv. Just like inside you're not going to be chayiv for shechita, so to outside you're not going to be chayiv for shechita. So again, he said it incorrectly. Then hi kol she'ein chayiv mi boilei. If he's trying to tell you a p'tur, it should be kol she'ein chayavin, not kol she'chayavin. So ella, what's the fourth and final case? You want to tell me, just like shechitas chayiv outside, shechitas chayiv inside, and then you brought it out? No! That's his exception that he says. Haktani, chutz min hashochi bifnim v'mal bachutz. So, that last one is that's wrong. It's not just a language problem, but that's a wrong halacha. So, what is the machlokas? So, what do we have to say? Chisuri mechzerab. We're missing a lot of words in the Mishnah. So, two suggestions. Number one, Omar Ze'iri, Shchitas Behema Balayla Kibenayu. Talking about behemas, not ophos. See that switch? We're talking about, what if you shecht an animal at night? So usually, Shchitas Kacha Balayla is puzzle. But what about regarding Shchutei Chutz? So here we go. Shchitas Behema Balayla Kibenayu. This is exactly what the Machlokas is. V'chein. Hashoch et behema bifnim balayla, if I shecht a carbon inside at night. V'he'ela b'chutz, I brought it outside, patur, I'm patur, because shechitas layla is totally pasul, and Rashi adds in. This is going like the opinion. The Tanakhama holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who says, nishchata balayla is im Allah teired. Back from the ninth parak, meaning it has no kedusha whatsoever. And even if it goes up, the mezecha comes down, and that's why you're going to be putter, if you're shochet et bachutz, if you're ma'al et bachutz. Shochet bachutz balayla v'hela bachutz chayiv. But if you shechted a carbon outside, and then brought it up outside, you're chayiv. Why? Rashi says, because it's legabe chutz, when you're outside, there's no nafkamina between yom and layla. It's going to be roy tomorrow anyway. So night and day is no difference. That's what Rashi says. We'll get back to that if we have time. Reb Shimon Omer. Reb Shimon says, Kol shechayav anol bachutz, Chayavin al kayotze bo bifnim ve'ela b'chutz. Rabbi Shimon says, no, if you're chayav on an outside, you're chayav on an inside and you brought it outside. Meaning, if shechting by Laila outside is going to create shchutech halas chutz, so even if you shecht it at night inside the Beis HaMikdash, and then you brought it out, that's also going to be chayav. Why? Rashi says, he holds like the other opinion, that nishchata b'laila is im Allah lo teired. It has some kedusha. Chutz, and then he says, except for min ha-shochid, of bifrim v'hela b'chutz. That's his exception. This only applies to animals, behemoths, and not to birds. So that's the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakhama. So basically, according to Rashi's pshat, the machlokas boils down to a machlokas we had in the ninth parak. Im ala teirid, im ala lo teirid by nishchata b'layla. That's pshat number one. Pshat number two, Rava Amar, Kabbalah b'li kli chol ikibinayu. What if you did Kabbalah sadam in kli chol? And according to Rashi, this again is going back to a machlokas from the ninth parak. Nishpach adam. What if the blood spilled straight out of the carpet's neck onto the floor? That's basically what's occurring if you makabalah it in a kli chol. Do we say they are mala teirid or not? That also was a machlokas. So here we go. V'hachi kamar. V'chein makabalah b'kli chol b'fnim v'hela b'chutz pater. The Tanakhama says, if you're makabel it b'kli chol b'fnim, and then you bring it b'chutz pater, why? Because he holds like the opinion nishpacha ala ritzpa im ala teired, so it doesn't have any kedusha. Hamakabel b'kli chol b'chutz v'ela b'chutz chayev. That's going to be chayev. Rabbi Shimon Omer arguing on the second case, kol shechayev and lo b'chutz chayev and al chayev b'fnim v'ela b'chutz. If kabbalah b'kli chol is going to be work on the outside, so it should work in the base of Megdash as well. Because he holds in this case, nishpacha ala ritzpa im ala lo teired. Chutz ben ha-shochet, oh, bifnim ve'ela b'chutz. So that's the machlokas, two machlokos underneath from the ninth parak, period. Finishing up, says the Gemara, hashta ditani avua deshmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. Now that we have another brisa of avua deshmuel who changes the words in the Mishnah, so then we can have another pshat. What are the words? Hamolik of bifnim ve'ela b'chutz chayiv. That's regular. Malak b'chutz ve'ela b'chutz pater. If you did malika b'chutz, that totally passes the carbon. V'reb Shimon mechayev. That's the case that Reb Shimon is mechayev. Reb Shimon says, even malika b'chutz is going to be chayev. So then Reb Shimon hasam koi. That's what Reb Shimon can be commenting on. Vitani, and he's saying about that case of malika. Kol shechayev anolav b'fnim ve'ela b'chutz chayev anolav kares. Right? Anything that you're chayev on the inside, you're also chayev on the outside, which is malika done b'chutz. Right? That is the suggestion of the Gemara, the last suggestion. If you look in the, it's just interesting, machlokas, the last point that I made, Rashi says, back in the first suggestion of Zairi, Rashi said, if you shecht at night outside, and then you're malat outside, so then, for sure, according to everybody, you're going to be chayef for that shechitas laila. Why? So Rashi said, look at Rashi in the first Y line, de b'shechitas chutz lo shna laila miyom. When it comes to shechitas chutz, there's no difference. Why? De haroi hu lavo el pesach al moed Lamachar. Because it's Roy the Pesach Lamoid tomorrow. He's still connecting it to Kachim. He's saying, you can bring it tomorrow when you're Bechutz. You can just bring it tomorrow. So there's no psul right now. If you look at the Rambam has a different formulation. The Rambam says, the Lecha Mishnah points out this difference between the Rambam and Rashi. The Rambam says in Yud Ches Yud Zayin, Maisa Kabanis, if you shech the Bechutz Balaila, you're Chayiv. Why? Hoel Bahashchita Balaila, Kshira Bechutz. Because Shechita B'Laila is kosher. Sounds like, that's how the Lecha Mishnah explains the Rambam, Chulin. In the world of Shechita, outside the Beis HaMikdash, you can shech whenever you want, as long as you have good light. If you have a big torch, the Shulchan Aruch says, you'll have to shech that night too. If you don't have a good light, you're not going to be able to see what you're doing. But if you have good light, you have lights on, so that you can shech even at night. So the Rambam is paralleling, hey, Shechute Chutz is also connected to Shechita's Chulin. He's learning something from there. The Rashi seems to be focusing purely, leaving it in the world of Karbanis. Hey, it's Roy to be Bifnim. But the Rambam's reason of why Shechting Balaila Bachutz is going to be Chayiv is because Shechitas Chulin could be Balaila. So that's the important Ha'ara of the Rambam, the Machlok between Rashi and the Rambam. The Lecha Mishnah points out there is a difference. Others say maybe the Rambam means Bamos. Maybe it means because Bamos might be able to be Karbanis Shechted at night. Bamos. Anyway, that is the machlokas. I guess we'll stop here. Should we read the Mishnah? Should we read the Mishnah? Okay, no, I guess not. We'll read the Mishnah? Okay, let's just read the beginning of the Mishnah, because tomorrow has a lot of, it's a big Mishnah tomorrow. Tomorrow is a whole Mishnah. Tomorrow we're going to be spending the whole daf on the Mishnah. So let's do a little Mishnah today. Masisin, chata shekibol doma b'kos echad. Achatas that you makabel adam in one cup, nasan bachutz v'chazav nasan bifnim. If you did, nesina, you did zrika outside and then inside, bifnim v'chazav nasan bachutz chayev, shekula roi bifnim. Either way, if you're makabel adam in one kli, and then you did the zrika in different orders, you're chayev. Because if you did it first outside, that's roi to be zarek bifnim. If you did it first inside and then outside, so then that's shvicha shirayim, and this is like the opinion of Nechemya. Rashi says that's why you're chayv bachutz even after you did a bifnim. Kibal lo b'shtei kosos. What if you did kabbalas adam in two different cups? Then nasan shneim bifnim pater. If you did both in bifnim, that's what you're supposed to do. That's pater. Shneim bachutz chayiv. So then that's you didn't do anything inside. Then you're going to be chayiv. Echad bifnim ve'echad bachutz. If you did the first one inside and the second one outside, pater. You're pater. I shvicha shirayim is chayiv for Nechemya. The Gemara is going to explain that. Why, even according to Rabbi Nechemya, he would agree that you're pater here. Echad bachutz ve'echad bifnim, but if you did the first one outside and the second one inside, then chayv alachitzon, because that's roi to be zarak bifnim, v'apnimi mechaper, and the one that you did inside is mechaper, that we did properly. L'mad aradome, what is this similar to? The Gemara is going to ask what this is adding, but let's just read it. L'mafresh chataso v'avda, if you're mafresh your carbon chatas and it got lost, v'hifresh acharis tachtea, and you got mafresh another one, v'yacharach nimseis harishona, then you found the first one, v'arishtein omdos, they're both standing here. Shachat shtehen bifnim pater. If you shach both of them bifnim pater, you're pater. Even though one of them, after you shach the first one, should be a chata she one of the chatos mesos. But once you shach, if you shach it inside, you're pater. Shtein bachutz chayev, because both of them are roi. So if you don't do either of them inside, that's shkut echutz. Achas bifnim v'achat bachutz pater. Once you did one inside, then the other one is not roi anymore, because one of the chatos is meso, so you're going to be pater outside. Achas b'chutz, achas bifnim. So chad achayv alachisona, because that's roi to be brought bifnim. V'afnim is a chaper, the second one, the inner one works. And the Gemara Mishnah ends off, k'shem shadamam poter as pesara, just like the dam, let's say you have these two animals, just like the dam of one of them, makes there not be any more mi'ila by its own basar, kachi poter as pesachaverta. So too, he makes no mi'ila by the other animal as well, because the animal is turned into a chatas meso, one of the five chatos mesos, so therefore there's no more mi'ila by that carbon. Okay, we'll stop here. Remember, tonight is the Shir, 9:30. Halacha l'Moshe Mi Sinai, different types of halacha l'Moshe Mi Sinai.